News Talk 1620 WTAW. At this week's Bryan School Board meeting, discussion included ongoing and future building projects, part of the voter-approved 2014 bond issue. Got an update on that, as well as what's happening with the current construction projects around Bryan ISD from the district's Director of Construction Services, Jeff Windsor.
The board going ahead and awarding the contract for the technology building. If you can recap what that's going to involve, because that's a pretty significant amount of money, but that's a very significant project considering that's sort of the nerve center of the district's technology is.
Yes, sir. One of the things that they looked at in the bond was to move the technology personnel over to the new SFA building. A lot of logistical issues with trying to move our network operations center and redo all the fiber optic connections to get to the building, plus the amount of people that would need to go over and suitable space for deliveries and books and things like that. So when we got into those challenges, we looked at actually what it would take to fix their building up for the long term. And we figured that it was much better bang for the buck to keep the people there and fix that building than trying to shoehorn them into the administration building. Much, much better for the district and the taxpayers of the district, too. So what we're doing is we're going into the building. We are creating a storage area because in the technology building, they also take care of all the library books. They take care of instructional material. So we're fixing that area. We're also creating an area for to expand our technology techs, where people can come in, teachers can come in and get their computers worked on. We're also creating an area for staff development so that when people have questions about their computers or how to, or new programs come up that, you know, for instruction in our children, you know, they can be taught there. Because right now,
which was among the things that were talked about during the bond program, that there was just a lack of meeting spaces around the district.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's one of the, you know, I mean, we have older schools, and in schools, they just didn't have the money to build a lot of meeting spaces at the time. And so I think it's a really good solution to a lot of our problems. And, you know, just suitable area for the people to work, and for the really technology is where the support for our students is coming over the foreseeable future. Everything now has some kind of technology component to it.
$2.2 million. How's that fit with the budget that you're anticipating?
Well, as I said, there never really was a budget for that. But actually, when you look at the square footage we're impacting, it's down to $90 a square foot, which for a renovation in today's dollars is not bad at all.
What's the going rate for those of us who are not?
Well, if you're building, I'll give it this way: if you're building a new facility, it's going in the $230 to $240 a foot. And that's not a bad deal if you can get it.
Yeah, for sure. What's the anticipated timeline for the renovation?
Actually, we're doing some, we're going to start on the 25th of this month, and we anticipate it being complete by the first of the year. Now, it is a phased construction, so what we'll do is there's an empty area of the building now that we will be built out. The people that are there will kind of move over. Now, they're going to be packed in there, but they'll be able to work out of their space while we renovate the rest of the building.
Sort of a domino effect.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Kind of just, you know, kind of like one, two, three.
Mm-hmm. The building committee, there was some information about some of the other things going on in the bond program. For instance, I was curious about SFA athletics and what are some of those issues.
Well, when, you know, the SFA area, it's an incredible campus. You have our new Performing Arts Center, you have the new school, and you also have the administration building, all in that one campus. Well, when you look at the athletic portion of it, they've got a brand new auxiliary gym. We upgraded the Bronco gym. We still have the tennis courts, but I'm afraid we're down to one field. So we have some challenges to try to give them some more available area to practice in, because they're going to have PE and athletics in that area. So that's some of the different things we're looking at, clearing up some of the field events out of the D zone so we can give multiple areas for small group interactions.
Again, visiting with Jeff Windsor, who's the Director of Construction Services for the Bryan School District, continuing the discussion regarding the Technology Services Building and the additional space not only happening there, but at multiple locations, thanks to the voter-approved bond issue in 2014.
And then I think the word that was used was hurdles regarding the new grounds building.
Yes. When we designed that building, we designed it in a commercial building thought process, which kicked us into a lot of new energy code issues, a lot of code issues, additional parking, additional fire walls. And so what we're trying to do is there's a lot of good construction out, like apartments, you know, wood frame construction that can be done much, you know, more economically and still give them what they need. The area that we're doing is fairly small. We wanted to build a grounds building in the old pavilion that sits down by Tabor Road. So we already had a roof and we had a couple of walls. We were going to have a storage area for their equipment, place to work, and then a very modest little building with an office for our, I guess he's a coordinator, and then a meeting room where everybody could gather and a couple of restrooms. And I just thought the price came in way too high. So we're going back to the drawing board, and Mr. Ron Bailey with PBK and I sat down about 2 weeks ago, and we looked at where we thought we could save some money without cutting on the quality, and so we're going to redo it and go back out because I didn't like the cost.
And then you mentioned the SFA administrative side. That's in the mill, and then now we're just waiting for completions.
Yes, sir.
Of all the big things going on.
And everything is right on time. In fact, we've even on Saul Ross and SFA, we've begun meeting with furniture vendors, and we're actually setting up schedules for them to start setting up classrooms and offices. That we have dates when our technology is going to be that the district installs. Like projectors and wireless points and those kind of things, those are already set up to come in. So we're working towards phasing the contractor out. Pretty much everything is Saul Ross finishing up right at the 1st of June. SFA, same kind of thing. We'll have some areas on the outside of SFA that are still going to be working on during the summer. And, of course, the old Saul Ross needs to come down. So the contractor will still be a presence there. Davila is already 100%. Technology's being hooked up and the furniture is being delivered next week. We kind of held back on the furniture for Davila, even though we finished it earlier in the year so we could get economy of scale by buying large batches of furniture at a time, you know, to save some money. Then you have Henderson, Crockett are all on schedule. The additions are being turned over at the end of this month, to about the middle of May. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they're going to be chomping at the bit once the kids are out of school because they have some pretty extensive renovations in both of those projects. Jones is a summer renovation project. We'll be going in and doing the carpet, some casework, upgrading some restrooms, patching some concrete. We already changed the chiller. We're going to be doing some HVAC work. Then we've got the Rayburn and Long, which are both getting 7 classrooms. Those will be done at about the end of June because they were a little bit later in the schedule. And then they're going in. We're doing some freezer and coolers and new serving lines because the kids are going from predominantly, you know, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to be 5th and 6th. So we had to put something that was a little bit more age and size appropriate.
That sounds like everything.
Well, one more, and we have Johnson. Well, actually, two more.
Right.
Johnson and Mitchell. Johnson has about 7 classrooms, open concept school, but the area's for 7 classrooms. It's on time. We'll be taking that over in June. And Mitchell, same thing. The classrooms will be done by the end of June, and then, of course, we are recarpeting Mitchell. So that'll be a good summer project.
And Windsor said yesterday requests for proposals were sent out to contractors interested in turning former classrooms at Stephen F. Austin Middle School into new central administration offices. Thanks again to Jeff Windsor, the Bryan School District's construction manager, for the update on News Talk 1620 WTAW.